One of the world's biggest coal-carrying ships has been diverted to Port Kembla, south of Sydney, as the Australian Federal Police investigate a deepening maritime mystery. A Filipino seaman went missing at the weekend as the carrier sailed through the Timor Sea. The rest of the crew then barricaded themselves in a secure part of the ship. Australia's Maritime Union suspects foul play. Brendan Trembath reports.
The Sage Sagittarius was sailing from Japan to Australia to load up with coal. It should have been a routine voyage. But a seaman is missing, presumed dead, and the rest of the crew members are said to be terrified. International Transport Federation coordinator Dean Summers.
The situation appears to be that a seafarer was lost over the side in the Timor Sea, probably around 400 odd nautical miles north of Cairns. There's been a search and failed to find anybody in the waters.
Dean Summers says he's heard it was not a suicide or an accident.
Well, we understand subsequently the crew were very frightened. In fact, the quote I heard, they were scared for their life. They had gathered together in one cabin in what was described to me as a citadel situation, similar to what would happen if the ship was under attack from piracy. So they all come together to seek safety together. And the company had sent two company representatives and two security guards on board to try to, one, ascertain the situation and protect the crew.
Did you know of any concerns about this ship before?
No, I hadn't, and we hadn't heard much from this company or this crew. In fact, we haven't been able to collect any other information. So it's whatever's happened has happened very recently.
The Australian Federal Police has confirmed it is investigating a matter which occurred on board a commercial coal vessel which departed from Japan. A statement says the Australian Maritime Safety Authority alerted the police Sunday. The missing crewman is from the Philippines.
These seafarers need support and their welfare needs to be secured.
Dean Summers wants to know more.
They are all members of the unions that are affiliated to the ITF. So they'll be looking to the ITF for support, encouragement, maybe some guidance. And it's our intention to go on board, not to get in the way of any current investigation, but to let the seafarers know they have full support ashore.
He says there's a standard procedure at sea when seamen go missing.
Well, there's an immediate responsibility for the master to go into a proper search pattern and notify the local authorities that this has happened. So the captain's got a responsibility first to let others know, then to initiate a search pattern and continue that search pattern until the authorities call it off.
And as far as you know, was that observed?
As far as I know, it was observed. And luckily, well, there's nothing lucky about this case. It's a tragedy in any way you look at it. But Australian Maritime Safety Authority lead the way in their ability to search and rescue. They are a very well-resourced, very well, highly respected organisation. And I have never had any cause for worry. So I would say that if AMSAR had any role in it, then it would have been the most professional available in the world.
The Sage Sagittarius was completed in March 2001 for the large Japanese shipping company Nippon Nusen Kaisha. The vessel was specially built to transport coal from Australia and other countries to the power industry in Japan. Despite strong ties to Japan, the ship flies the flag of Panama. Dean Summers says the ship is registered there.
It's a flag of convenience, and therein lies the big problem. It has almost a full Filipino crew. It's coming to Australia. It's owned in Japan. So you can start to see this whole murky sphere start to appear, and who will have ultimate jurisdictional responsibility, I'm not exactly sure. What I am sure is that this ship must be investigated. We must find out what happened. Too many times we hear of seafarers gone missing over the side, and there is no investigation. Fortunately, on this occasion, it's alongside. It's being investigated currently, and we urge that to continue.
The Sage Sagittarius has been a regular visitor to Australia. The ship was due to dock in Newcastle next week.
Brendan Trembath.